You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with a look at the race for governor. We're going to talk about a recent poll that shows Governor Walker leading four potential Democratic candidates, but with an approval rating of less than 50%. We will welcome your thoughts and questions about the race for governor and the issues that will be prominent in the race for governor and the candidates who will be running for governor at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Jessica Van Egeren. She is a political reporter for the Capital Times. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much for coming into our studios. So this poll from the Democratic firm Public Policy Polling shows Governor Walker leading the pack 14 months before the election, but with an approval rating of below 50%. So what's your analysis of this poll?
Well, I think ever since Walker's been elected, his approval rating with voters has always hovered around 50%. You know, it might be 52%. I think the lowest it's dropped down to is 48 or 47. But for the most part, when these polls come out and we talk to the pollsters or other politicians, I mean, he's consistently around 50%. So I don't think you can look at this poll and think that he is in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, there's the difference between this and maybe what it was a year ago is so slight that I don't think this shows that he's any weaker than he was before.
It shows, though, that this state is divided over his performance.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's been so down the middle with everything so far, you know, from the recall to, you know, his policies. We're still divided. It's still a divided state.
There were head-to-head matchups between Governor Walker and potential Democratic rivals in the race for governor. Governor Walker did lead all of them, but some pointed out by not all that much, considering the Democrats that were polled are not necessarily household names.
No, I mean, he, 6%, Mary Burke, the Madison School Board member, he scored 6% higher than her. Kathleen Vinehout, the senator from Alma, the western part of the state, he polled higher than her by 6% as well. But I also think the interesting thing that people need to be aware of when looking at this poll may not be so much how much he beat these, you know, women by. It's when they asked the voters, when you think of Mary Burke, when you think of Kathleen Vinehout, do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or unsure, you know, perception of them? And the not sure for Mary Burke was 61%. The not sure for Kathleen Vinehout was 60%, which means that with more than a year left before voters head to the poll, there's going to be a lot of time for these candidates to develop their image and to get, they're not known very well by voters right now. So whether Governor Walker and his campaign set the stage and set the image for these candidates, or whether they can get out in front of that and set the agenda themselves, I think will be really telling. I mean, the fact that over 60% of people aren't sure about them yet, I think might be more telling than the percentage by which Governor Walker is leading them.
Let's talk a little bit about Mary Burke.
Mm-hmm.
She may or may not be the front runner to take on Governor Walker next year, but there are some in the Democratic Party or people who are on the left wing of the Democratic Party who are not as thrilled with her. Let's talk about her pluses and minuses. What does she have going for her, and why are some Democrats turned off by her?
Well, I think as Corey Mason said, your guest previous to me, that a plus for her is the fact that she hasn't been in government service her whole life. She hasn't been up at the Capitol during these past 3 years of very divisive politics. She comes from the private and public sector. She used to be president of the, I think, the Dane County Boys and Girls Club. So she has experience in the nonprofit sector. She's been with Trek Bikes. and in a race that's going to focus on whether or not Governor Walker has been able to fulfill this job pledge for 250,000 jobs, you know, she comes from a company that has been doing relatively well. I don't know the numbers on Trek, but the fact that she's been at the helm of a company. And if you see Governor Walker out on the stump, I just saw him give a speech Wednesday in Madison. He talks and he point blank says that when he was elected, he viewed his job as equivalent to being the CEO of the state of Wisconsin. So he is still pushing that, you know, we're open for business, 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 business. And here's a woman that has been at the helm of a very popular and arguably very successful Wisconsin-based business. So I think the fact that she hasn't been at the Capitol and the fact that she has experience with Trek and in the nonprofit sector are pluses for her. On the negative side, she doesn't have name recognition. And like I just stated, when the poll came out, the PPP poll, when people asked, you know, favorable, unfavorable, or unsure, that unsure is high. And that can also be a deterrent because with a year left, people don't know who she is. So she's going to have to be out there campaigning. She's going to have to be all over the state. I mean, she's going to have to aggressively be out there differentiating herself from Walker and, you know, quite possibly from Kathleen Vinehout, who sounds like if any other Democrat is going to run, it's going to be Senator Vinehout.
And why do you say that?
Well, I've talked to Senator Vinehout, you know, over the summer, probably most recently about 3 weeks ago, and she ran for governor in the recall. She finished third. And I know that, you know, she'd like to run again, but I know that she's not going to announce and make her decision until towards the end of the year or the beginning of next year. And it is a tough decision for her because if she runs, she has to give up her Senate seat. And she's a policy wonk. I don't know if you've ever had her in here before.
We have.
Okay. I mean, she knows her stuff. And I think it would be a very difficult decision for her to give up that Senate seat.
I saw that Senator Vinehout is going to be taking part in some fundraising-like events starting even, you know, this week. So so the signs are pointing to her probably running. But there are some the Democratic Party seem to be thinking we didn't need a primary to beat up the potential candidate or to possibly damage the potential Democratic candidate. Does it look like there is going to be a primary, do you think?
Well, I think if Vinehout gets in, then yeah, there's definitely going to be a primary. And, you know, the pluses are always that the primary, well, yeah, a primary will prevent the winner from starting to fundraise right off the bat. But those that feel that a primary is good thinks that it's good that you get these people out around the state. And again, you know, we talk about the lack of name recognition with Mary Burke, but even with Kathleen Vinehout, that was one of the reasons that she felt that she did not do so well in the recall election, is that not enough people outside of the western part of the state where she's based knew about her policies. So, you know, a primary could boost their image. They'd both have to be all over the state campaigning.
The PPP poll also listed as potential candidates Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca and the former Assembly Majority Leader, now Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. What did the poll say about them?
Well, they polled behind Vinehout and Mary Burke, and I honestly don't feel that either one of those is going to throw their hats in the ring. I really think the top two are Burke and Vinehout.
Yeah.
So,
what about issues that are going to be likely to be in play for the gubernatorial race?
Well, I think first and foremost is probably going to be jobs and the economy. We already saw, like you mentioned earlier, that the WMC has come out with the first election ad, touting the fact that Walker might not be and does not appear to be able to hit that campaign pledge that he made to create 250,000 jobs in Wisconsin. But the message from that commercial that ad was that we're heading in the right direction. So I think when it comes to voters, I don't know how much they're going to hold on to that pledge. You know, you didn't hit it. I'm not going to vote for you. I think with most voters, what it's going to be is, you know, am I in a better position than I was before Governor Walker was elected? Is there more money coming into my household? You know, do I have a good job? Am I still struggling, or economically speaking, am I in a better position than I was? I think as far as the economy and jobs, that's the way it's going to be framed in most people's minds.
What besides the economy and jobs do we think will be big in the issues?
The environment. And that goes into what's happening with the iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. I think that has a lot to do with just massive growth also in frac sand mining in this state, and what's happening to these environmental regulations and different policies that are being put in place to allow these companies to come in here with very little oversight. And a lot of these things are not popular.
Let's talk a little bit about the UW Superior did a poll on whether or not the residents of northern Wisconsin, the residents of Ashland and Iron Counties, approved or disapproved of the proposed iron ore mine. What did they find out?
And that was actually the very first poll that was done and surveyed folks up there on the popularity of this mine. Before that, people were just speculating. But I think combined, it was around 64%. Of those in those two counties said that they did not approve of the mine opening there. I mean, this would be the largest open pit iron ore mine in the country if it opened. And it's in a very environmentally sensitive area. It's in a sacred area as far as the tribes are concerned, with the rice beds. It's near all of these things. And now with the discussion that lawmakers might be putting forth, well, they already have put forth a bill to close that land off. You know, that's something that a lot of sportsmen in the area aren't happy with. They want to be able to go deer hunting on land that they've been accustomed to doing so for years. And I don't think that a lot of people are happy either with the fact that this company is getting a break on not paying taxes to close this land as any other company would. You know, it's managed forest land. Any other property owner that decides to pull out of that program has to pay. And here you have the mining company, you know, being given a completely different deal. So, you know, I think it's just going to depend on how viewers vote or see that.
We are talking with Jessica Van Egren. She's a political reporter for the Capital Times. We are talking about how the race for governor is shaping up in Wisconsin, talking about the results of a recent poll in the race for governor, pitting the candidates and the issues. And we are welcoming your input. We're welcoming your reactions. Who are you supporting for Wisconsin's governor? Do you approve of the job Governor Walker has done, or are you planning on backing a Democratic candidate? Which Democrat are you most likely to support? And what issue is most important to you and why? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Jessica Van Egren, who's a political reporter for the Capitol Times. We are talking about a recent poll for governor in Wisconsin and the issues that are shaping up in the campaign. And we're welcoming your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Dawn and Nina is with us first. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning.
Morning. Go ahead. What is your thought?
My thought is that I'm very interested in a candidate who is for women's issues. I feel like women have been attacked by the Republicans for the last few years. And so for me, it's very important that I find a Democratic candidate who cares about women's issues.
Thank you very much, Dawn, for the call. And Jessica, there was some polling done on at least the abortion issue. How did that work mm-hmm. out?
Yeah, the public policy poll did ask a question on this, and I think the result was telling. It did state that Walker has his lowest approval rating among 18 to 20-year-old voters. And it said that Mary Burke, is the favorite Democratic candidate of this age group. And the caller is right in that a lot has happened in the realm of women's reproductive health, in the realm of abortion since 2010. You know, we've had a lot of bills passed that people that are pro-life or pro-choice view as rolling back, you know, women's access to these services. There was defunding by Governor Walker for family planning dollars in the state budget, in the last state budget, that directly led to the closure of four Planned Parenthood clinics. The really controversial ultrasound bill was passed that's now tied up in court. And that's one of the things that voters, again, don't know yet where Mary Burke stands on these issues, because we haven't had any sort of, you know, in-depth interviews done with her. We don't know how she's, what her views are. Kathleen Vinehout, we do have an idea of where she stands on these issues. Prior to being elected, she was actually a member of the, I think, Democrats for Life. I know that Planned Parenthood has criticized her in the past over a bill that was passed that allowed pharmacists to, I can't remember the specifics, but it had to do...
Conscience clause, I believe that was.
Thank you, Joey. So, you know, and I've talked to Kathleen about that decision, and she felt that she, in the end, you know, did a lot of research with how other states handled that issue and was doing what was best for Wisconsin. So where Senator Vinehout stands is, we know a little bit more about that, but again, Burke, it still remains to be seen, but women and other people that are pro-choice tend to not be a favor, be in favor of Governor Walker.
Yeah, the I don't mean to press this, but the poll itself asked whether or not people approved or disapproved of the abortion related bills, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Let me find.
Well, we are talking with Jessica Van Egeren, political reporter for the Capital Times, and we are talking about the race for governor. Who do you support in the race for governor? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you support Governor Walker? Do you approve of the job he has done? Which Democrat are you most likely to support? Will it be truck bicycle executive Mary Burke, or would it be State Senator Kathleen Vinehout or someone else? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So what about we talked about some about the issues. We have jobs in the economy, you think the environment, women's issues, including abortion, anything else do you think will be an issue in the campaign?
I think those are the top ones. And I actually found the stat that you were looking for that asked about the controversial law passed by the legislature this year. And that law was the ultrasound bill. It was also known as Sonia's Law, but it was the one that mandates an ultrasound for women. And it also had tucked in there that doctors that perform abortion have to have hospital admitting privileges, which, so anyways, the poll said that 20% of Wisconsin voters, only 20% support the controversial law. So that's a very low percentage, obviously. And again, going back to that group of voters, the 18 to 29-year-olds, 57% of them opposed the bill. So, you know, not much support there for that move by Republicans.
Yeah, we have a number of callers, but I don't think anybody is ready to go on the air yet. So Sorry, callers, for calling in too late. But what do you expect to see happen when it comes to the race for governor? You think we're going to have a Democratic primary, and if so, who would be the candidates?
I do think we're going to have a primary. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Senator Vinehout, and it's going to be Mary Burke. Geez, now I say that, there's probably not going to be one. But and the only thing that I think that is going to keep Vinehout out is if she decides that she wants to hang on to her Senate seat. That's going to keep her in. And I think another thing that may prevent her from deciding to jump into the race is money. Right now, she has $10,000 in her campaign coffers, mm-hmm. which is not a lot of money. So she's going to have to do some fundraising. She's going to need to decide if she can go up against a candidate like Mary Burke, who is, you know, is a bit wealthier and has her own money to spend on a race like this. So I think giving up her Senate seat, whether or not she has the money to jump into the race.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Jessica Van Egren is a political reporter for the Capital Times. In our first half hour, we heard from State Representative Corey Mason of Racine. Thanks very much to Bill Martins and to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We're going to talk about end-of-life issues coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.